Mad City. Woo!
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lips. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lips.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach her. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Toni Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like.
About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm. Hey! Holla at him, Chris. Let's go!
Lip, lip, lips. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lips.
Check 1-2 Fat Mac all. Mighty Triple XL. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, shit. Hold on, let me give my composure, man. Well, we're crying, man. Shit. Once again, motherfucking Fat Mac, baby. Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Oh, my God, man. The world is so fucked up, man. I'm over here. I'm texting one of my cats, man. He shall remain nameless and anonymous. he's a webmaster. I rap to a lot of shit, man. We just have a slight little disagreement. Nigga, stop texting me, nigga. I'm doing the podcast. You got me heated, man. For real, I'm about to do this podcast, man. This is gonna be a short one, man. I just, you know, instead of texting this nigga, man, I'm gonna have to just do the goddamn podcast because it's just too much shit to goddamn type out. So this is a kind of like a response to my homie to give him my spiel on something. Oh, this is fucking hilarious, man. Right about now, what I'm going to discuss is y'all may have listened to a couple of my podcasts. I don't even know how long ago that shit was, man. It's been a minute. The Bishop Eddie Long situation, the butt pirate, the nigga that was going around, you know, touching on boys in his church and shit. And I mean, like I said, I knew a dirty Mac when I seen one, nigga. And I knew he was gonna settle out of court. And that's what the nigga did. He settled out of court and shit, man. So in order for none of that dirty laundry to get aired publicly, that's what the nigga had to do. He had to settle out of court to make sure that them boys didn't besmirch his good name or whatever. And so none of y'all will never ever know just how much butt pirating went on between him and them four boys, you feel me? So this is the problem what I'm having right here and shit. And it's funny that my partner brought this up when we was just talking about this situation. He basically said that his church is finished, finito, it's over with, right? And I told my boy, I'm like, look, man, shit, niggas is stupid. You see, if you go back to the last podcast I did, you know, the Uncle Tom show, this is another motherfucking Uncle Tom moment, I guess, when I'm just body slamming niggas all over the goddamn place, because niggas inherently, well, not just niggas, I mean, people in general nowadays are just kind of mentally fucking slow. And I told him, like, his church is gonna be okay, man. Niggas is retarded. These motherfuckers are still gonna fill this nigga's pockets regardless and shit. So he was telling me, you know, he heard through the grapevine that, you know, certain key members, powerful motherfuckers have left his church, and common folks are leaving his church in droves. It's basically a ghost town up in the church and shit, right? And I'm like, okay, well, damn, hey, it may be some hope for black folks, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. Maybe these motherfuckers actually see the writing on the wall, and he's a butt pirate. And maybe they actually see that you can't be a butt pirate and be a reverend at the same time. Maybe they understand that shit. You know, maybe they see the fucking, you know, the contradiction in that. Maybe. So basically what we kind of got on was, you know, I was saying that these niggas are stupid and they're still going to fill his coffers. But my partner was saying, man, you can't necessarily say people are stupid because they're so locked into a religion. You know, that it's their rock and they don't want to leave it. And I'm like, once again, going back to the Uncle Tom show, I don't have time to sprinkle cinnamon and brown sugar on a turd for niggas to make it more palatable to eat. You feel me? If it's stupid, it's fucking stupid. If it's stupid, it's fucking stupid. Why do you go to church in the first fucking place? Right? Okay, basically you go into church to get salvation. And you're trying to get the salvation through the good book. And who is interpreting the good book for you? The fucking reverend. You feel me? So, if you're trying to get salvation, you're trying to get it through the good book, and basically you're getting this shit interpreted by the reverend, but then you find out the reverend is a butt pirate, and you're seeing that damn near everything the motherfucker he been telling you, he been lying to you all along, and he been contradicting himself, and he been living a fucking lie, then why the fuck would you entrust your salvation to this nigga? That sounds kind of stupid to me. I'm not saying don't be a fucking Christian, nigga. Be Christ-like all you want. Just don't do it at that church because ain't nothing Christian going on in that church. Do you follow the line of reasoning? I'm not saying don't be a Christian. I'm saying just don't go to that nigga church. Because you want to have salvation. You want to go to the pearly gates. Right? So what sense do it make for you to go to a church where this nigga, he preaching against homosexuality, but he running up in booty hole. You know what I'm saying? That's stupid, nigga. Nigga, that's stupid. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be honest, no, I'm not gonna sprinkle the brown sugar and the cinnamon on the turd for these niggas so it can taste good for them, man. It's still gonna be a fucking turd, man. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm saying. This is my argument. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Look, okay, you can use religion as a crutch, as your rock, as your support. I understand that. And people are going to cling to whatever the fuck they got to cling to, you know, to face the next day. But ultimately, we have to look at why you cling to a religion. Ultimately, you know what I mean? What is the purpose for you being religious in the first place? Religion, at its most, basic fundamentals, is all about being saved or having some sort of redemptive qualities or, you know, being, like I said, salvation. And if you want to be saved and if you want salvation, then, the dogmatic practices in which you're fucking with, man, you know, the motherfucker that's giving it to you, he got to be right and exact. That's just common fucking sense. You got to practice what the fuck you preach. And if you go to an institution where the motherfucker is not practicing what he preaching, then the whole ism and schism that you're getting is tainted, nigga. And if you're staying, you're stupid. Do y'all understand it? Right, whatever the hell he hitting you with, man, for you to save your soul, you have to trust this nigga with the message, man. And I can't see how you can trust this nigga with the message that he's giving you if he's been lying to you, you know, ever since he's been up in the pulpit. You know what I mean? He's a liar and he's a hypocrite. He comes out and says, you know, homosexuality is a sin, but he's playing with balls, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Niggas are stupid. Ultimately, if you want a religion, that's fine. People get into religion to achieve salvation of some sort. But the individual that's so-called filtering the message to you to give you that salvation, this nigga's got to be right and exact so that you know that you are getting the unadulterated truth. And the nigga ain't been giving you the truth. So if you stay in that goddamn church, man, you stupid. You're a stupid man. Estúpido. Understand? I'm not even going to get into the basic premise of why most religious people are fucking stupid. If you believe in talking snakes, talking burning bushes, if you believe in, motherfuckers walking on water, and all this mystical ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Most religious texts are just full of, myths and fairy tales and shit. Motherfuckers swallow the shit hook, line, and sinker, man. We're not even gonna get on that shit, right? We ain't gonna get on that. We just gonna talk about just the bare minimum, just the regular shit. If you are in a church or if you are in any sort of religious institution and your religious leader gets caught with his pants down or his hands in the cookie jar and you still follow this nigga, you're stupid. I'm not saying don't be Jehovah's Witness. I'm not saying don't be a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm not saying don't be a Christian. I'm saying go to a spot where the person who is giving you the so-called message, he's real with the message. That's all I'm saying. For you to stay in a spot where the motherfucker, and you know he been lying to you for years, man, and then you still stay, then you're not there for religion then. You're not there for salvation. It's obvious it's just a fucking party to you. And, dare I say that most of the cats is probably up in that church, they probably, gay anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably why a lot of them ain't really dipped off, because, they all playing on the same team and shit, man. Fuck. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, this motherfucker, man, this nigga's a butt pirate. And there's no fucking way in hell. That's why I never really did get into organized religion, so to speak, because nigga, you're not going to pimp me, man. These motherfuckers in the pulpit up in the pews, preaching all this and preaching all that. I done seen enough dirt on all these cats, man, and know better, man. And I'm not going to sit down and I'm not going to have you chastise me for doing shit that you do 10 times worse than I do, nigga. Fuck you. No, it's not happening. So this is going out to my partner, man. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Like I said, It's not the fact that I'm telling them niggas not to be Christians. I'm just saying, nigga, go to another church, man. Get the so-called unadulterated real shit, man. That's all I'm saying. Stop following the motherfucker that's been lying to you for fucking 10, 15 years. Shit. Because if you don't do it, then you're not really serious about your religion, are you? No, you're not. You just end it because you want to get your party on. Because that's all that motherfucking church was really about anyway. Motherfuckers hopscotching and doing backflips and doing a Dougie all in the goddamn pews and shit. Man, I see that bullshit. You know what I mean? But like I said, this is another Uncle Tom installment of where I verbally chastise niggas, you know, and I do not sprinkle the fucking cinnamon and brown sugar on the turd to make it more palatable for niggas. No, I don't. Once again, Bishop Eddie Long, the butt pirate, settled out of court. I believe my partner said, you know, it was a $15 million settlement. Don't necessarily know how he came to that. I don't know. Is that in the media? Because for the past 2 days, they were saying it was an undisclosed amount. Maybe it's been disclosed. Of course, whenever you have a settlement that's out of court, you're supposed to keep that on the low. No pun intended. You know, no one's supposed to know the terms of the settlement. And the price of the settlement is one of those conditions. You're not supposed to talk about what he's saying. He settled out for $15 million, man. But that's what I'm saying, man. You know, don't give a fuck who you worshiping or what you worship, how you worship. Don't care. Gives less than a fuck, man. You know. But I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna get on my high horse. I'm gonna tell you, you know, to your face, if you are still in that church and you still following this nigga, you stupid. You're fucking stupid. If you still giving this nigga money so he can trick it off on boys, you stupid, man. You're a fucking retard, man. Shit. Ain't no other way around it. Well, anyway, I'm gonna take that. That's gonna be a break. You know, I'm gonna take this time to probably answer a little bit more shit, some more questions, man. Cat's been hitting me with recently. It's gonna be like a little Q&A. Fuck it, since I'm doing it anyway. I mean, seriously. I mean, me and my cat, we was on here texting and shit, and man, he brought this shit up, and it just had me fucking irritated to high heaven, had me heated. I'm like, nigga, I'm just fuck it. I'm just about to do the podcast. Shit, and you can just listen to it later on tonight, nigga. Fuck. All right. Well, anyway, take me a break. I'll be back.
And find us keepers. It go green light. Go easy go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait. New position. I put her on my plate. Then I do the dishes. She my motivation. I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We said, babe.
But you can't stop.
Fat Mac back up in this bitch. Oh shit, man. Yeah, well, once again, yeah, man, fuck that, man. Them niggas stupid, man. I can just less than a fuck. Find you another rock. Find you something else to be, so you know, to support your fucking, you know, your soul or something, man. Damn, for real. But not a hypocrite butt pirate preacher, man. Come on, man. Niggas, y'all can do better, man. Y'all can do better. Shit. And then what was that thing what my nigga said? He said he'd rather, let me, I'm looking at the where is it at? The text message. He said I understand Mac perfectly, but here is my question. If you snatch their rock away, what do you replace it with? I would rather deal with a true Christian than a grimy person with knowledge of self and is in the know, so to speak. I respect those who are true to what they represent. Well, see, that's the problem, my partner, man. Look, that's what I'm saying. These niggas that's going to this church, how the fuck they gonna be real Christians, man? How are they gonna be real Christians, man? What, is being a real Christian mean that you just be a fucking idiot? You know what I mean? You just follow anybody willy-nilly. You just be so forgiving that, you know, you just that's why I don't understand, man. You know, I'm not saying, you know, he said he'd rather follow a true Christian than a grimy person with knowledge of self. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on, man. That's apples and oranges. That really don't have nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Shit. I mean, what you're saying right there, it should apply to the goddamn congregation. Because that's exactly what they following. They following a grimy ass nigga who's allegedly has knowledge of self. You know, he's supposed to be the goddamn rabbi, preacher, imam, the spiritual leader. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm like, man, this shit is just, like I said, that really don't have nothing to do with what I'm talking about and shit, for real. I'm just saying, what do you replace it with? Hey, that's not my job to replace shit that these motherfuckers, you know, get taken away from, man. Shit, that's up to them. They want to keep following the butt pirate preacher, fuck it. Then you follow the butt pirate preacher. But I'm going to sit right here on my high horse and I'm going to tell you, nigga, you're stupid. You're stupid. Shit. And far be it for me to say, you know, where you're going, heaven and hell. You know, I don't really deal in those concepts anyway and shit, man. But I'll be goddamn if I give some nigga, you know, break off a piece of my change to get to this nigga so he can trick it off on some boys again. Man, fuck that, man. Anyway, let me get off that shit, man. Let me get off that shit. Let me see. What else? Let me see. One question. Got cats hitting me up wanting to know about the hustle again. As far as you know, the cyber pimping and shit, man. And I'm gonna just let y'all motherfuckers know, look, well, it ain't what it used to be, goddammit. It ain't what it used to be. In order to survive in this game, you got to be adaptable, man. But one cat, he hollered at me and he said, you know, since the game has changed, this my nigga, this motherfucker, he didn't even leave his goddamn name and shit. But, he did leave his email address. But anyway, but you know who you are when I go ahead and read this shit off. You basically asked, since the game has changed, what is the most valuable lesson that a nigga could learn in this game right now, in this day and age, in 2011? Wow, man. I don't know where to start on that because the game has changed so much and shit, but one thing I would say, as far as I'm concerned, the most valuable lesson or the main thing that I have had to really deal with as far as my game is concerned is my intellectual property. Right now, we just got like tons of tube sites and tons of niggas swagger jacking, stealing videos and shit, man. So right about now, if you're gonna get in this game, you really need to mark everything that you have with your trademark or your URL or whatever, man. Because, you know, niggas will heist your shit and they will try and claim it as their own. You know what I'm saying? You know, they'll try and cover up your URL or your watermark and all that kind of shit, man. So, I mean, I don't really want my shit jacked and stolen and put on tube sites. You know what I mean? But it's going to happen. The shit's going to happen. But in the event that it does happen, you know what I mean? You want to make it as hard as possible for these cocksuckers to try and cover your shit up, man. Because basically what's going to happen, if it hits the tube site, that's just basically free advertisement, man. You know what I mean? So you want to make sure that motherfuckers know where that video came from so they can trace it back to your website. You feel me? So whatever you do, if you doing videos and if you got them in your member section and niggas is downloading your shit, you want to make sure that it's hard for any swagger jacker to cover up the origin of the video. You understand me? That's really what niggas need to do right about now to protect your investment, you know what I mean, to protect your money. Because, like I said, there's a lot of cats out here that don't have no problem with trying to claim that shit as they own. They'll put smack another URL over the top of your shit and make it seem like it's they video. You know, just weak sauce, man. Some weak ass nigga shit, man. It's just incredible. These motherfuckers, you know, these niggas is trying to eat out here, man. It's like a pool of, it's a shark tank, man. A pool of fucking piranhas, nigga. I'm like, damn. I'm like, shit. And then you got niggas going around talking about, I'm the king of porn and the king of, you know, and I don't really get wrapped up in all that shit where motherfuckers is claiming titles and shit. But let me tell you motherfuckers something out there saying you the king of porn. Look, you can't be the king of porn if you don't fucking produce porn, motherfuckers. No, you can't be a swagger jacker. You can't be a fucking content thief and then claim that you the goddamn king of porn, motherfucker. That's not how it works, man. You gotta produce your own shit. Yeah. That's right, I said, you got to produce your own shit, nigga. If you gonna run around this motherfucker talking about, I'm the king of porn, we the kings of porn, but all you got on your fucking tube site is just shit that you done raped from other motherfuckers, then nigga, you are not the king of porn, man. Produce your own shit. Show me how you gets down, motherfucker. For real, man. Show me your skills, man. Show me how you get out there in them streets and you mix it up and you get your own motherfucking bitches. That's what you do. Because if you ain't out there actively checking your traps and getting the bitches, man, you ain't the king of shit. You just a fucking content thief, nigga. Ooh, I'm heated, man, because the butt pirate got off. God damn it. So yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Right about now, in this day and age, you really want to protect your intellectual property, man. Your videos or your pictures or whatever. Stamp your website or your URL or your production company all over your pictures and your videos, because these niggas out here is thirsty, man. A lot of niggas out here don't have no motherfucking real hustle skills, so they go out and they rape other niggas' shit and claim it as their own. You feel me? So in order for you to try and capitalize off that, because you can't stop niggas from stealing your shit. But like I said, if they gonna steal it and they gonna claim it as their own, they gonna try and post it here and post it there, at least make it hard for them motherfuckers to try and get that shit off. You know what I mean? Because they gonna try and goddamn erase your shit and cover up the URL. But there's certain ways that you can, man, it's just not gonna be worth their time to try and re-edit the fucking video. You know, if your shit, if your URL is just all over the fucking video, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, if they do post it, well, that's good for you, because that's just fucking free advertisement. The motherfuckers ultimately will know where the video came from if you went ahead and you just really just smattered your video all with your URL to the point where it's just, goddamn, it just ain't worth trying to re-edit the motherfucker. You feel me? So that's what a nigga do. Let me see here. Got another goddamn question. This is funny right here. I got my nigga, this caddy from Detroit. He go by the name of Pete Rock. Let me see. He was commenting on my videos, and he's commenting on my videos and in my journal logs how, you know, how, I mean, I'm pretty sorry when it comes to fucking on camera for the porn, right? And, but I always say that I'm much better in my personal shit when I'm fucking with bitches, you know what I'm saying? I put down a better performance. But he has noticed, like I said in my video, I have a stamina problem. And he's trying to also inquire, since I say in my my journal logs, he's saying, but in my journal logs, I say that I put it down, you know what I mean? I do pretty good. And he's saying, so what's the difference? What makes the difference between you doing it? I mean, is it the camera that fucks you up? Or, you know, I mean, is there anything that you do differently versus doing it on camera and not doing it on camera and shit? Well, this is going to be funny. This is going to be, and I don't reveal this secret too much. It ain't really a secret, but you just got to understand, you know, I got to go through a lot of bullshit to actually boost my stamina. Okay, and this is gonna be funny. It's gonna be hilarious, and man, y'all motherfuckers is gonna be like, "God damn, nigga, you gotta go through all that shit to actually get some righteous fucking going on and shit." But okay, I'm gonna tell y'all the shit I have to go through, and if I go through this shit before I bang on a broad, that lets you know that I really like her. You know what I mean? Because if I don't give a fuck about a broad, I'm not gonna go through this shit. I'ma just two pump chump a bitch and be done. You know what I mean? And tell her, you know, she got to go home. But if I really want to put it down and get some stamina, you know, in me so I can really, you know, do the damn thing, shit. These are the steps that I must take. Okay? Now, y'all can try this shit. It may work for you. It may not. If you have stamina problems, and some of y'all may not even know what the fuck I'm talking about, stamina problems. I mean, that's the two pump chump, man. That's, you know, the 2 minute brother deal. I got problems with the 2 minute brother shit, man. Fuck it. It is what it is. Don't have time to sprinkle brown sugar and cinnamon on a turd for you. Not only does that apply to y'all motherfuckers out there, but it applies to me too. You see what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna get on here and lie to you. I can't lie to you. Y'all, most of y'all motherfuckers seen the videos, you know? Goddamn. So anyway, let me tell y'all what I have to do to try and not be a two-pump chump. All right, maybe this is a placebo effect. Are y'all familiar with the placebo effect? That's basically if you take something and if you believe in it strong enough, you know, it might be just a harmless little sugar pill that the doctor will give you, but if you believe so strongly in the pill, it works. Just because the mind says it worked, because you believed it worked. You know what I mean? So maybe that's what's happening here when I do my little concoction, man, of trying to really bang on a bitch. But 90% of the time it usually works. And this is what I usually have to do. This might be some TMI, some too much information for you. But this, I know you're saying, nigga, get to it. You know, I got to know. Okay, look. This is what I do to ensure that I don't two-pump chump a bitch, all right? Y'all listening? This is what I do. All right. At least 3 hours before the bra come over, I masturbate. Yeah, TMI. Or you could do the other one. You could bring you a starter hoe over, fuck her, bust a nut, if you're not into masturbation. You know what I mean? And then when you send her home, then you wait on, the fine bitch to come over so you can show, what's really going on and shit. But I typically don't like to fuck two bras in a day. It's kind of nasty. You know what I mean? So I usually would pleasure myself, to get the excess fluids out of my sack. TMI, I know. Bear with me. But nigga, you asked. So I'm going to tell you, this is what I have to do. I usually relieve myself at least 3 to 4 hours before the bra come over. Okay. Then what I typically have to do, right? Okay, listen closely. I take ginseng and go-to cola. Ginseng and go-to cola in pill form. It's a herb. I take at least 2 tablets of those. Okay. That's supposed to be something to oxygenate your blood or whatever, and pretty much give you a good blood flow. I take that. Like I said, that's at least 3 to 4 hours before the bra come over. And then maybe about an hour before the bra come over, I start sipping on brandy and beer. Okay, I know you're saying, God damn, nigga, you go through too much. Hey, this is what I got to do, man. This works for me. This works for me, okay? Now, there's a fine line, you ever heard of whiskey dick? You want to get the whiskey dick, okay? You want to get fucked up to the point where it kind of numbs you and desensitizes you, but you don't want to get so fucked up that you get the limp dick. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know your levels, man. You got to know just how much you can and can't drink. So that's going to be a trial and error process for you. You know what I mean? But brandy, like Christian Brothers, Hennessy, Cavassier, whatever, I drink a little bit of that. You know what I mean? And I drink it till I get warm. You know what I'm saying? I get a warm feeling and shit. Right? And typically, like I said, if she's coming over in an hour, I'll start drinking an hour before she comes over. And I'll probably go, depending on how quick I really want to get the party started and shit. I gotta pace myself and shit, because I want to keep that warm, tingling feeling that I usually have. Okay, then I usually chase it with a beer, because I know y'all saying, God damn, nigga, what else? I'm like, okay, I got to drink some beer behind that, because what beer does to me, it makes me have to piss. Okay? Damn, nigga, and what usually happens when you gotta piss? Like, if you sleep, and you got morning wood, and typically if you gotta piss real bad, you kinda get an erection, you get like a hard-on and shit. So I usually have kinda like a full bladder of beer, you know what I'm saying? But basically what that does is it kinda confuses the urethra and the nut sack, and you ever try and come and piss at the same time, you can't really do it and shit, you know what I mean? So it's kinda like a situation where if I'm hitting a broad and I gotta pee real bad, you know what I mean? I typically can't come. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all, but if I have a full bladder and I'm really trying to, hit the broad, and I got the whiskey dick going on, I drank just enough to keep the hard on, but I'm not so fucked up where I got the limp dick, you know what I mean? And like I say, I'm desensitized, and plus I got the full bladder, right? So now that I got the full bladder, it's like almost impossible for me to come, because you kind of feel like you're gonna piss. I know y'all saying, God damn, nigga, all that, yeah, man. Yeah. Every one of these females that y'all see keep coming back fucking with me, I done made them bust nuts, man. I just can't really seem to do it on video. And I think it's more or less because of them, because it's not really a natural thing with them. There's been a lot of females I've had on video, and I knew that they was close to coming, and they was about to come, but they just wouldn't come. They just don't want to come on video. I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, bitch, what am I paying you for and shit? But if you don't have no video on them, I think it's more so it has a lot to do with them rather than me and shit. You know, if there's no video, I mean, they come all the time. LaDonna, Nish, Jessica Rabbit, fucking, Dolly Nikki. Fuck, man. It's been a whole bunch of them. Afton. Yep, she bust too. They all bust, you know, from the Shorty Fat, nigga, from the Shorty Fat. So, let me try and recap that shit, man. You know, there's a lot of shit that you have to remember. More likely ain't none of y'all gonna do this shit, but this is what the fuck works for me, man. You gotta find out what works for you, you know what I mean? I found out if I take ginseng and go-to cola, a herbal extract, and if I drink some brandy, and I chase it with some beer, you know what I mean? And if I masturbate or at least bust a nut at least 3 to 4 hours before the bra come over, shit, nigga, it's a wrap. I'm gonna be a beast, you know what I'm saying? Now, what do you mean you're going to be a beast? For me, you know, it's all relative. It's all relative. I can give a female at least a good 20, 25 minutes when I do that. But, hey, that's better than fucking 3 or 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying? That's better than that. Shit. I believe in quality, not quantity. If I can bang on you for 20, 25 minutes and get you to bust, then that's all I fucking needed. I don't have to try and fuck on a bitch for an hour to make you goddamn nut. Fuck that. I'm too fat for that shit, man. I ain't got time for that. I'm tired. Shit. So, yeah, my average mean time when I have to go through that concoction is probably, like I said, 20 to 25 minutes when I'm banging on. But I'm banging on them hard now. It ain't like you see my videos where I'm going slow and I'm stopping and I'm starting and stopping. No, I mean, I'm really going to town on that ass. You know what I mean? Shit. So, to answer your question, that's probably too much information for you to digest, but nigga, your ass. You know what I mean? That's basically what I have to do to try and really put the smack down on the bitch. I gotta go through a ritual, you know what I mean? And for me to go through that for a broad and shit, that means I really care about her. Because most of these bitches, I give less than a fuck. I'm gonna get my 2 pump on and shit. If you don't like it, hey, you know, I got mine. You should get yours, bitch. That's right. Anyway, that's been the motherfucking show, man. Dropping in real quick to do this bullshit. Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And shoot, we out. You dick.
To the evening, complaints from the tenants. Got the walls kicking like they 6 months pregnant. Drinking Alize with our cereal for breakfast. Girls calling cabs at dawn, 6:45. Sky's getting cold. We flying from the north. We rocking with our city like a sold out show. A house full of pros that specialize in the hoeing. Make that money rain as they taking off their clothes. Order plane tickets, Cali is the mission. Visit every month like I'm split life living. Let the world listen if I hate his card slipping. Then my nigga stay tight. Got my back like Pippin. Fast life gripping, yeah we still tipping. Codeine cups paint a picture so vivid. Fakes try to mimic. Get girls timid, but behind closed doors they get poor so rigid. All that money, the money is the motive. All that money, the money is the motive. All that money, the money she be folded. Girl, put in work, girl, put in work. Girl, put in work, girl, put in work. To the limit, push it through the pain. I push it for the pleasure like a virgin to the game. A virgin to that money, a virgin to the fame. So this my only chance, so when I'm over, only closer to the top. The higher that I climb, the harder I'ma drop. These pussy ass niggas tryna hold on to their credit, so I tell them use a debit. Watch they hit me, start to listen. I want them like discretion. Why these niggas testing? Always fucking twisting. Why these niggas testing? Shit that I got them on. Straight bar, hop into the music of the ambiance. Get shit popping. Zombies of the 90s. Niggas ain't talking if they hype into the crew. Get it in like pockets. Downtown loving. When the moon coming. Only place to find bass heads and hot women. Seeing in the morning, too damn raw. Ain't no nigga worth her holding. Ain't no nigga that she holding. Man, her love is too damn foreign. Look at all that money. The money is the money. Is all that money. The money she be funding. Girl, put in work. Girl, put in work. Girl, put in work. Girl, put in work.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes.